Hey everybody, welcome to the Spark on today. Hope you're doing fantastic and I hope everything is moving in the right direction for you. Hope and believe that you are up and at 'em on this Easter Sunday morning and that you are moving about and getting everything done. I want to encourage you on today that is all in a state of mind. Whatever state you exist in your mind that is the state that you are currently living in. Just no different than the state of North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, whatever, wherever, California, wherever you are living at, that's the state you exist in. And that's the exact same way it is with our states of mind. Whatever state of mind, whatever you believe about yourself. You know, I was just thinking and meditating this morning on a couple of things. And one of the things that really, really struck me, and I wrote it in my journal, I am what I imagine myself to be. And that is the truth of the matter in this. You are exactly what you imagine yourself to be. So I want you to imagine great things and big things and wonderful things for yourself on today. And do it every day. When you get up in the morning, imagine big and great things. I will share a secret with you that I've learned, and this is it, that whatever I imagine myself to be, I find that my day follows that. So if I don't like the particular way that my day is going or whatever the case may be, I imagine something different. And so when I do that, then great and wonderful things come out of my life, come out of my day. And you know what? It always turns out great. So I just hope that you'll take that on and that you'll walk in that and that you'll live with that. Once again, happy Easter. I'm so glad that you have decided to spend some of your time this morning with me as I share with you what I believe is important in developing your life the way you want it to be. You know, I am the guy that wrote the book. You are the architect of your life. And I certainly believe that. I believe with all of my heart that me and you, my life, your life, we're directly responsible. I always like to say it like this. We are 100% responsible for everything that goes on in our life. And if you don't like what's going on in your life, you can change it. And I'm going to show you how on today with another one of my techniques. You know, last week I talked to you about having that conversation with yourself and the types of conversation that we do have with ourselves. And I want to go a little further today. I want to open up something new to you. I want to talk about visualization, the art of seeing and feeling yourself with it. That's right. Visualization, the art of seeing and feeling yourself with it. Whatever your it may be, I want to walk you through today and share with you how you can see and feel yourself with it. And I want to use those two words, see it and feel it, because they are so important in the overall process of visualization, bringing those things that are not into your personal reality. And you can do that. I want to encourage you with that. So let's get started. Visualization, I want to define it first of all, because I believe that definitions are so important to ensure that we are both talking from the same, you know, pathway or from the same general idea. Visualization is seeing and feeling yourself in your own mind. Okay, I posted something this morning. Do the work. You have to do the work. Nobody can do your doing for you. And I believe that a lot of times where we miss out at, we want someone to do it for us. No one can do this for you. Visualization is seeing and feeling yourself in your own mind. Now, here's a couple of key points I want to bring out. Visualization is deliberate. In other words, I do it. I make a decision to do it. It's almost like making a date with someone. I make the date. I keep the date. I visualize. It's deliberate. Now, I'm going to say this, and I want you to follow me in how I say it. It is positive. Okay. Now, many times we visualize and it's not positive. But from my standpoint, what I want to talk about today, I want you to understand that it's deliberate, but it's positively deliberate. In other words, I want to be positive in this. I want to be creative in this. I want to bring things into my objective reality. Okay. In other words, you can have a subjective reality, things that you know, subjects and things that you see in your mind, But I am being very honest with you and very open with you that you can move those things from the subjective into your objective, where they become literal objects in your life. Visualization is using your imagination consciously and willfully to bring your subjective into your objective reality. I like to say it like this. I kind of coined this for myself. It is the creative personal reality through the use of my imagination by visualization. And you know, this year I've been just sticking with imagination, imagining more. I even told you, look around less and imagine more. Why? Because I understand this. I understand that visualization, when I start using my imagination to visualize things, and I do it deliberately, and I do it creatively, and I do it positively, guess what? Positive things show up in my life. Now, there are those of us, and I've done it myself, who have visualized negatively. And negative things sure did show up, and they showed up in abundance, because here's what happens many times. We get on a negative path, and we just stay on it and stay on it. And before you know, I always talk about the spiral. We just spiral down. Well, the truth of the matter is, if I can spiral down, I can also spiral up. What do you mean? I can get on something positive and stay with it and be conscious about it and be deliberate about it and be positive about it and stay with it and stay with it and stay with it. And man, good and great and wonderful and positive things come into my life. When you visualize a thing, hear this, when you visualize a thing, what you are actually doing, you are calling that thing to appear or to materialize. Yes, you are calling maybe something that's on the outside of your objective reality. You're calling it from the subjective into the objective. And the great thing about that is all you have to do is test this and just prove it out for yourself. That's why I don't go about trying to, you know, give you a lot of scientific data, although I could. I don't do that. Sometimes I share things with you that I've discovered and learned. But the truth of the matter is, you have to test this and prove this out for yourself. And many times you will catch it working in your life, and you'll be, it'll just encourage you to continue to stick with it all the more. This stuff works. And so here's the truth. It's going to require you to practice, to develop, to work it positively. Now, you've done it unconsciously. I know you have. I have. You have. Everyone has. But what we've got to begin to do is to be deliberate and be conscious of what we're focused on in order that we can move forward into it. And if you will visualize, remember what I said, it is the art of seeing and feeling. And here's what I know about that. You just got to continue to stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Don't get all wrapped up in, oh, it's not working. Well, here's the truth. Just this past week, I had a conversation with a young lady, and she was beginning to tell me about her medical problems. And I was telling her about visualization. And this is what I shared with her. I said, I would be willing to bet that you see more of the sickness and the problems of your medical than you do of the positive side. And when I said that to her, I don't know, it seemed like a light bulb came on, but also too, she had a hard time, you know, taking that in. And I understand that and I respect that, because many times we've lived in our five senses for so long and we've seen all of this stuff going on around us that it's very hard to turn that off and to see a new way. I get that. But I promise you that if you would see yourself more in positive light than in negative light, you're going to see more positive things happen in your life. People are doing this and having tremendous success. Listen to this. People are doing this and not having so much success at all because they are going down the wrong side of it. I talked to somebody else and they begin to share with me, I can never get this to work in my life. I can never get this to work in my life. I can't get this right. I can't get that right. I've tried and tried and tried and tried and nothing's working. And they said, you know, what do I need to do? And the first thing I told them is you need to change what you're saying, because what you're saying is the story that is the story that you're telling, and that's what you're getting in your life. Quit saying what you can't Start telling me what you can. And when you begin to do that, things begin to move in a different direction. You are 100% responsible for everything that goes on in your life. And since you are 100% responsible, you might as well make it the best you can and get away from what other people may think and say about you in doing this. I'm telling you what, I got delivered from this from people a long time ago because I understand this right here, that I'm the architect of my life. And because I am the architect of my life, I get to determine how my life is, how it's designed, how it's built, because I get to live it. Nobody else has to live this. Just like I said, nobody else can do your doing for you. Nobody can do this for you either. So you've got to do it for yourself. So with that being said, I want to give you a couple of things that I can leave you with. When you're visualizing, I want you to do this. Visualization, number one, visualization should be with no stress or strain. In other words, I heard somebody say it like this. It should be effortless effort. What do I mean by that? I mean that when you do this, don't stress and strain about it. It's nothing to be stressed out about or strained out about. You have that objective that you are going for. You have it in the subjective. You're bringing it into and calling it into the objective. Don't get stressed out about it. Don't strain about it. Just have faith and know that this system works. No stress, no strain. Because if you stress and strain in it, here's the thing about it. You're going to create that stress and strain in your life. Make it pleasurable. This is number two. Enjoy this. When you close your eyes and you begin to visualize, it should be pleasurable. It should be enjoyable. It should be, oh, yes, you know, this is the greatest thing in the world. You should want to stay there and linger there and hang out there. In the morning when I visualize, I know I have to get up and do other things. Sometimes I don't want to get up and do other things because I'm enjoying my periods of visualization so much. I'm just wrapped up in it. And I just want to stay there and just continue to bask in it and all over. But I get it. I got to get going. So I get up. But you make it pleasurable. I want you to enjoy it. That's number two. Number three, you must. I'm going to say this over and over and over again. You must see yourself with it. You must feel yourself with it. Whatever your it is, you've got to see yourself with it. You shouldn't be on the outside of the movie. You should be the main actor in the movie. And you got to see yourself with it and feel yourself with it. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, that's when it becomes pleasurable. Live your best life on the canvas of your imagination, visualizing, and it won't be long before that subjective will be your objective. My goodness, that's good. All right, here's number four for you. Number four, I got two more. Number four, don't become entangled with the how. I used to do that. I used to get like, now how in the world is this gonna happen? Come on now. Now I'm just that little kid from North Carolina. How in the world is this going to happen? How in the world can this be? How in the world is this going to happen? And I used to get all entangled with all of that, but I've learned that God's ways are beyond my understanding. How God the universe does this, I don't know. And guess what? I don't even care. Why? I just want it to happen. And so that's kind of the approach you need to take. I don't know. I don't care. I just know what happens. And then sometimes you will be able to go back and see how it was all orchestrated. And, you know, you'll just be totally blown away by that. But you shouldn't be, because you know what? You imagine it happened. I get so to the point right now where I'm like, I told you. I knew this was going to happen with people who can receive that from me. I don't share that with everybody now. All right. And then here's number five. Here's number five. Remember, whatever you visualize will materialize. I'm going to say it again. Whatever you visualize will materialize. So you got choices to make. Let me give you a couple of them. You can have success or failure. You get to choose. Whatever you visualize, going to materialize. You can have sickness, or you can have health. Once again, whatever you visualize, and I can tell you what you're visualizing the most, just listen to what you're saying. Because whatever you're saying, that's words are the language and the pictures of the mind. whatever you visualize will materialize. You can be abundantly supplied or you can live in lack. Whatever you visualize will materialize. I want you to hear me say that. And that is the truth of this matter. So I want to encourage you on today. I hope that I've done that, that I've encouraged you on today to stay with it, to keep moving forward. Visualization, the art of seeing and feeling yourself with it. Whatever your it is, see it and feel it. You with it, and you'll see great and wonderful things come into your life. All right, I got to get out of here. I hope you had a great, great session on today. I hope that your day is fantastic. Once again, happy Easter and enjoy everything about it. All right, I'll get out of here. I'll see you on next week. Remember this, you are the architect of your life, and I believe in you. I'll see you next week. Bye.